In the meantime, that night, while I was sitting there building a fire, you know, I got up, went out, took a look at the airplane. I got, I could hear dogs barking. And right across the river with a cabin, dogs and everything over there. But the guy wasn't there. He was uptown. He couldn't get home. The weather was so bad. He had run on a boat. So, anyway, I pumped that float. I pumped like a son of a gun. The other one was good. It didn't get hurt any. So I pumped this one, and I got it pretty dry. Most of the water out of it. And in fact, we raised the wing up and drained it out through the hole in the float, a lot of it. So we got the engine to run. Everything was fine, warm. So Robbie got in, and I pumped, and then I give a big shove, you know, on the back, and away he went. Yeah, and then the farther he went out in the creek, the lower he got. And finally, he was able to make it off. He got in the air. That's the last I seen of him. So I went back to my fire, and I went out and got some more wood and built it up. And about that time, I heard chug, chug, chug. Here come a little boat down the river. And the guy come over. He says, "You in trouble?" And I said, "You bet." I said, "Couldn't hire you to take me up to Tanana, wherever it is." "Yeah, how far is it?" "Well, about 15 miles. So we turned the boat around, loaded all of my stuff aboard, and put the fire out. Away we went. I got up there, and I can't remember the guy's name that was running the roadhouse there. Vachon, I think was his name. And he had a roadhouse there, and he had a bath. And I asked him if I could get a good hot bath. I was a priest in the bath, or something was wrong. So I got in, took a bath, and went to bed. And I was going to get some sleep. In fact, he gave me a couple of hot drinks. And I don't think I almost got sleep, and here come an airplane. It was Ed Young. He came down, picked me up. What he did, he was going to fly down to Tanana and hire a boat, go down and get me, and then come back and fly me to town. Well, he didn't know I was there until he talked to the guys, you know. "Yeah, he's in here." Well, he rooted me out of bed, and I was hot, and put on my clothes, and opened cockpit, and was cold in the air, and I got in that goddamn thing, flew to Fairbanks.